Hi, this is Dan Castellaneta. You're listening to TV Confidential.
Macaroni, macaroni.
Yeah, yeah.
Not facsimile or phony.
No,
it's Robertson with a reminder that Dee Wallace will join us at the top.
Yeah, we'll be up to stay tuned for that. In the meantime, Greg Garibar is with us for another look at recently released DVD and streaming titles that we think you will find of interest. Greg contributes twice a month, cartoonresearch.com. You can also catch up with Greg, greggarabar.com. Ordinarily, Greg would talk about titles on DVD and streaming on demand. I think he has a few titles that he will include, but today we're also going to branch out and talk about some music selections that we think you'll want to hear about, because we're going to spend a few minutes and talk about the music career of Greg's dear friend, Will Ryan.
Will Ryan, before anything else, and there's not a soul that I can tell you would say to the contrary, was one of the kindest, most considerate, most generous, sweetest people you could ever meet. And that's pretty rare, especially in a highly competitive business that he chose to be in. He was in the music business. He was a writer. He was a singer. He was a voice actor. He was a Renaissance man. He worked for American Greetings in Cleveland. He worked on greeting cards. He worked with the guy who created Ziggy. There was a lot Will Ryan could do. But he had, I would say, thousands of friends that spanned generations. And he loved classic entertainment so much that he would talk about a famous performer and say, oh, I was at a dance and we danced together on the dance floor, you know. But he didn't do it in the way of name dropping. He did it with a sense of awe, because he loved this person. And he would he could just talk endlessly, and one thing led to another and the two things would connect, and he was endlessly fascinating. He was a master musician. He could play many, many different instruments. If you've listened to TV Confidential, you've heard him play his ukulele, which he rarely left home without. Yeah. It was like his American Express card.
Yeah. I was flattered. He visited us several times in the last 3 years. Every time he brought his ukulele, that brought me joy, because at some point he would start playing.
One of the things that he did on the show when he was on with us, because I was flabbergasted right in the middle, I think, of our pre-interview, he said, because I have one of my specialties is records for kids. Since I was a kid, I collected records for kids, and then I never stopped. And that branched into animation and into shows and television and movies. But he said, as a kid, I had this Alice in Wonderland record, and he started saying, how do you do? And I said, my gosh, that was one of the first records I ever had. And we started singing, how do you do, little Alice? How do you do today? We sang that on TV Confidential. That was a world premiere of the two of us singing it. I can't tell you how that touched me, that somebody knew such an obscure record. And now I treasure that moment, because Will and I sang that. He was in major motion pictures like The Land Before Time and The Little Mermaid. If he were a on-screen actor, you would say, well, he was on screen in some of the highest grossing motion pictures of all time. And he was also the little grubby character with Teddy Ruxpin. So he was a pioneer in entertainment, because Teddy Ruxpin was the first audio animatronics character that you could have at home. I had the talking Mickey Mouse, which I thought was pretty astonishing that you could have an animatronic character at home. That was astonishing back in those days in the 80s. And he was also one of the first performers to not only act but also write the songs for a direct-to-video animated feature, Alice Through the Looking Glass. This was in the late 80s, years before The Return of Jafar, which was the first major hit direct-to-video. But Alice was made, I think it was 87, at least 5 years before that. He wrote all the songs for that. And it had many of his best friends in it in the animation industry, Janet Waldo, and who acted in a lot of shows with him, including, and I want to mention this as well, and then we'll talk about the music, Adventures in Odyssey, which is a radio show that it's a Christian inspirational show, but it's much more than that. I don't want to say that it's more than that and that that's not enough, but for those who feel like, oh, it's a Christian show, it's going to preach to me or try to convert me, it's not that so much, is that it's biblical based, and it teaches lessons, but it is about the least preachy thing in the entertainment industry today. I mean, so much things are preachy now, and I can only remember maybe two episodes where it really was heavy-handed, because it's really an entertainment show. It's like the Andy Griffith Show. It takes place in a small town, and Will played this guy, Eugene Meltzner, who was a super intellectual, and he was astonishingly smart, and he was a lot like Will, is that he was a font of information. And some of the funniest and best shows he did were with Dave Madden from the Partridge Family and Laugh-In. Dave loved him. And I worked with Dave years ago on a television commercial for Walt Disney World. And we talked about the show. And Dave gave me one of the Adventures in Odyssey albums, which were a sets of CDs. And this was a special set called Drive Time. And it was a collection of the best of Eugene and Bernard. He was Bernard, the window washer guy. He was this crusty but benign, which was typical Dave Madden guy. And the two of them were like the odd couple. And it was about their road trips together, where they basically bickered. And he loved the chemistry that they had. So Odyssey wasn't just a family drama comedy. It was science fiction. It was satire. It was situation comedy. It was fantasy. It was time travel. It was everything. The show is still on. You can access it online. It's been on for 34 years, and he played Eugene every one of those years. So it's definitely something worth mentioning, because it's a huge chunk of Will's career. But I got to know who he was through Disneyland Records, because in the late 80s, he and Phil Barron, who is a cantor at a temple in Southern California, also a very good friend, were a singing duet, a comedy singing duet called Willio and Philio. And they traveled the country. They were very successful, especially in their town of Cleveland, but they played major concerts and did a lot of television in their area. And they caught the attention of Disneyland Records and were asked to relocate. Well, they relocated because they had work, and they made several wonderful albums. They're all available. You can get the download Goin' Quackers, which, because of Will, Clarence Nash, the original voice of Donald Duck, was brought out of retirement. Will insisted that they use the actual voice of Donald. They became close friends, both of them. It was Donald's birthday, and one of his great memories was that they were at Disneyland, and Donald was there celebrating, and then Clarence Nash was there. They were handing out 45s of the Goin' Quackers song. People had these little kazoos where they could quack along, and he said that was an incredible memory. He became close to Clarence Nash and his wife, and that was a major time for him. They did Children's Favorites, Volume 1 and 2, which went gold. Maybe even platinum. There were some of the best-selling records. They did a Christmas album called Merry Christmas Carols, which made history because they played Chip and Dale, Speed It Up, and they were doing the Chipmunk song with Donald Duck, which is very interesting because it was a Chipmunk song, but it wasn't the Chipmunks, Alvin and Simon and Theodore. It was Chip and Dale singing it, and the history behind that is pretty cool because Walt Disney had the idea in 1957 to have speeded up voices sing Christmas songs, and they were mice that supposedly lived in the studio, and at night they would sneak in and play the orchestra. And the album was called Disney's Christmas Concert. It was an EP 45, but it didn't sell very well. 1 year later, Ross Bagdasarian comes out with first Witch Doctor and then the Chipmunk Song. But he does everything that the Mouse Concert didn't do. He identifies the characters right up front. If you listen to the song, you'll see. All right, you chipmunks, tells you as chipmunks, gives you their names, gives you their personalities, which they didn't do on the Disney record. They didn't really do it as well. And it was an original song. And the Chipmunk Song is, I believe, it still may be the best-selling novelty record. At the time, it was the highest-selling novelty record. It's still played all the time. So finally, Disney did their own version. And this was like 1980. And here's Willie Onofilio playing Chip and Dale. So that's another pretty cool thing that very few people know. It's the first time I've told that on the air, actually. So quite a few Disney records.
Greg Arabar is with us as we remember the music career of Will Ryan. Will Ryan, the multi-talented actor, voice artist, singer, musician, songwriter, and Renaissance man who passed away Friday, November 19th at the age of 72. We'll talk about Will's career as a voice artist at the end of our second hour. We'll also talk about the Renaissance he enjoyed over the past 10 years when he teamed up with Nick Santa Maria for the Biffle and Schuster films, a series of short comedies that not only pay homage to classic comedy teams of the 30s and 40s, but in many respects provided the coda to Will's life and career. All that and more when we continue our tribute to Will Ryan at the end of our second hour. In the meantime, take a quick time out, then Dee Wallace will join us as we begin hour number two of TV Confidential. Stay with us.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/tvconfidential, x.com/tvconfidential, or @tvconfidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.